The God morning, God morning. Good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call. We welcome each and every single one of you on this. May the Lord cause you to increase and overflow with love for one another Monday. That can be found in 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 12. And I welcome each one of you to the Master's Call. And at this time, let us go to God in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bless your holy name. We praise you. We magnify you. We glorify you, God. We thank you for this another Monday that you have allowed us to wake up in, Father. We thank you for being marvelous. We thank you for being majestic. We thank you that you are mighty in our lives, oh God. And so I pray right now in the name of Jesus, that you would just saturate us with your love, that you would allow our ears, our hearts, and our eyes to be open, to hear you, to see you, to feel you. Father, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would continue to bless and keep Dr. Vanessa and Pastor PK. I pray right now in the name of Jesus that every single thing that they stand in need of, that it is met in the name of Jesus. And for each and every person who has dialed into this, the Master's Call, God, I pray that you would continue to overflow and increase in their lives, Father. I pray right now for the speakers as they will come forth this morning, that you would increase in them as they decrease, that the word will go forth mightily, uncontaminated, and unhindered in the name of Jesus. And God, we will forever be grateful to give your name all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise as we continue to celebrate each and every single mother, as we continue to celebrate Minister Jackie and her birthday, and God, as we continue to celebrate and honor you. And these things I decree and declare in the matchless, in the mighty, magnificent, marvelous, and matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. I decree and declare these things to be so, and they are done in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Again, my name is Tiffany, and it has been a pleasure to greet and seat each one of you. And at this time, I'm going to ask Minister Rebecca if she would come to the line and go ahead and host us this morning here on the Master's Call. Are you out there, Minister Rebecca?
Good morning, Minister Tiffany. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear. Take it away, and happy Mother's Day to you.
Thank you. Happy Mother's Day to you, and thank you for greeting us this morning and starting our day with that beautiful tag from 1 Thessalonians 3:12 and starting with that powerful prayer. Good morning, my TMC family. My name is Rebecca Thomas, and I am greeting you from Snellville, Georgia, with Jesus Joy, and I would love to tell you a little bit about our call, the Master's Call. We were founded in October of 2010 by our wonderful co-founders, our Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and our Dr. and Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon, who we affectionately call our Mother Eagle. We stand on the scripture coming to you from Psalms 88:13, and that says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We also have a website, and that website is www.themasterscall.net. And this is where all of the messages have been archived on this site, as well as all of the bios of our speakers. And our theme for the year is, in 2018, through me, supernatural expectation, demonstration, and revelation is being fulfilled and seen. Now, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, such as what our minister Tiffany did this morning, or as a host, such as what I'm doing this morning, or share a word from the Lord, or you might even have a prayer request and or a praise report that you want us to stand in agreement with you, you could submit all of that information to info at themasterscall.net. Again, that email address is info@themasterscall.net. And our Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, will contact you. Now, we all were woven together through a phenomenal company called Artists International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 28 years ago. We are now called Artist Life, and we still feature the best health and wellness products that help the world become healthier again. The new morning motivational call is held Monday through Friday right after this call, and this is where our team of great leaders, artist leaders, give vital information on the benefits of our wonderful products. And that number is 712-770-4005. And the PIN number is 294-617-pound. Now, there's a bypass number if you need it, and that bypass number is 716-293-9707. And today is Inspirational Monday on that call, so you definitely want to check it out. And what we've been waiting for today is our very own speaker, who is our very own Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton. And let me tell you about a little bit about Dr. P.K. Dr. P.K. Patton is a native and resident of Monticello, Mississippi. She is in a new and joyous season in her life. This beautiful and wonderful woman of God is a newlywed to her tall, dark, and handsome Mr. Lester Wallace Patton, who loves her like Christ loves his bride, the church. Dr. P.K., are you on the line with us this morning?
Good morning. Can you hear me, Minister Rebecca?
Yes, ma'am. Please take it away. And happy Mother's Day to you.
Wow. God bless you. To God be the glory for all of his many, many, many blessings. Good morning, my TMC family. I pray that your Mother's Day weekend was as grand as mine. This was my first Mother's Day with my babe, and he made the entire weekend more than I could have asked. Presentation of babe and me. You all, my lengthy bio is on the website, and I encourage you to go out if you would like to know more about me and read it. And what can I say about my songbird and flying high eagle out there in the West? Thank you for our tag this morning. May the Lord increase you. I tell you that is absolutely wonderful. May the Lord cause you to increase. And happy birthday, Minister Jackie. Thank God for our songbird serenading you on this morning. Now, you all, if you did not see the pictures, hear, read, some of you may have put your phone down over the weekend, go pick it up and go back and look through it, because I thank God for my sis for sending out pictures and keeping us up with the Weatherspoons family extravaganza is what I call it, because Candace graduated on this weekend, and I'm just like our prayer general. I love celebrations. Give me a reason to celebrate, and I'm right up in there with you. So thank you, Pastor Vanessa, for sharing the pictures. It was so good to see Mother Josie out there at the celebration, at the graduation. Thank God for all of the Weatherspoon family. I love you all. The only thing that could have made it better for me is for me to have been right there with you. Now, as Babe and I continue this series on prayer and fasting, I encourage you to go back and listen to the last two sessions that we have already presented. Go to that website and not only listen to those two sessions, I'm going to invite you to listen to the wonderful lessons, sermons, teachings that these powerful men and women have rendered down through the past 7 years. They are all out there. Now, my wonderful husband and I will be celebrating our one-year anniversary on June 7th. Can you all believe that this year has moved this quickly and our celebration and anniversary is less than 1 month away? Oh, how time flies. And I'm so grateful that he's willing to share his call and ministry to God with the TMC family and with me. He is truly a man of God who loves the people of God, and he loves me. I love you, babe. I'm asking that you please come now with our opening scriptures as we continue with the importance of fasting and prayer in the life of a Christian. Sweetheart, you are on.
Good morning, TMC family. To God be the glory. We come with Isaiah 58, the 8 through the 9. Then your light will blink out like the warm gold rays of a rising sun. Then an instant you will be healed. Your righteousness I'll persuade and protect you. The glory of the eternal will follow and defend you. Then you will call out, "My God, where are you?" The eternal will answer, "I am here. I am here." If you move the yoke of oppression from the downtrodden among you, stopping accusing others and do away with mean and inflammatory speech. That is our first one that we have. Our second one comes from 2 Corinthians, comes from 1 Corinthians, the 6th chapter, 19th through the 20th verse. And it says, "Don't you know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, who comes from God and dwells inside of you? You do not own yourself. You have been purchased at a great price. So use your body to bring glory to the God."
Praise God. Babe, I also want you to read Isaiah 58, 6 and 9 as well. Isaiah 58, 6 and 9. As we look at the world, we are living in today, we can see that on CNN, Fox News, or on local news, global news, whatever news you choose, you can see that we need light in this world of darkness. I heard someone say, "I don't have to look around in this world to see the darkness. I can look right in my family with my siblings. I can look right in my household with my husband, with my spouse, with my children. I can look right at myself." As someone used to sing in our little old church down in Spring Hill, Missionary Baptist Church, "It's me, it's me, it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Not my mother, sister, nor my brother, but it's me, oh Lord. Help me, oh Lord, to be the light that sits on a hill illuminating your goodness and mercy." I want to ask the question this morning, do you know how to sit on that hill and shine in this world of darkness? Well, I'm here to tell you that Isaiah 58, 6 through 9 tells us the kind of fast that we need to be on in order for that to happen.
In this Isaiah 58, 6 says, "Now, what I am in a fast in this, to liberate those tied down and held back by injustice, to lighten the load of those heavenly burdens, to free the oppressions and shadow every type of oppression." And 9 says, then you will, then you do call out, my God, where are you? The Eternal One will answer, I am here. Here I am. If you remove the yoke of oppression from the downtrodden among you, stop accusing others and do away with means and inflammatory speeches.
I say unto you, this is our offer today, is that you come to the Lord not only with prayer, but also with fasting. And there are benefits in this fast that we are talking about. My husband read from, Babe read from the new, from the King James Version. I want to read this Isaiah 58, 6 through 9 from the Message Bible. You all know I like this word. I like making the word applicable for where we are today. This is the kind of fast day I am after, said the Lord, to break the chains of injustice. Are we living in a world today where we can see injustice all over the place? Get rid of exploitation in the workplace. Good God of mercy. Free the oppressed and cancel debt. How many of you want your debt canceled? Somebody said debt canceled, debt canceled, debt canceled. What am I interested in seeing you do? What do I want you to do on this fast? I want you to share your food with the hungry. I want you to invite the homeless and poor into your homes. Lord knows we are afraid to invite Christians into our home, plus less the poor and homeless. We have gotten to a place in this world. Lord, we are crying out right now. Help us, your children. I want you to put clothes on the shivering, ill-clad, being available to your own family. Do this and the lights, hallelujah, will turn on and your lights will turn around at once. Is that not good? Oh, that is super fantastic. I'm feeling good down to my sanctified toes. As we share with you on the importance and the effectiveness of prayer and fasting, we are going to look at the different areas of our lives. And as Pastor Vanessa often say, we always start with God first. So we are going to start with the spiritual aspect of our lives. What can fasting do for us spiritually? Now, I want you to know that each point that I'm going to give you, I could also give you a sermon on it. However, because of our time restraints, and because I know that we have some excellent students on this call, we are going to employ you to go out and do a little study for yourselves as you are preparing to ready yourself for our corporate quarterly fast. Let me tell you something. As I was growing up in the church, Bishop C.H. Mason, the founder of the Churches of God in Christ, not only encouraged, but he demanded that if you were a member of the Church of God in Christ, you had to fast Tuesdays and Fridays. It wasn't fasting from any particular food. It was fasting from all food. It wasn't fasting from any particular drink. It was fasting from all drinks. I called it the air pudding fast. You fasted from 12 midnight the night before, Monday night, until you got off work the next day. And if you got off at 3, you still didn't break the fast until 6. That's when he said families should sit down and eat together at the table. How many of us sit and eat together today at our tables? Well, I want you to start. I'm not going to ask you to do what Bishop Mason asked us to do. However, I tell you one thing, that prayer and fasting rooted and grounded me to be what I am in my spiritual walk today. But I'm asking you because we aren't as tough in our spiritual walk as we were then. We don't have tough mothers who come out and pray every day at the church as Anna did, wailing out as Hannah did in the church, glory to God, in the temple. But every day, every day. But I'm here to, and Mother Dabney, on what happens when you pray, Lord have mercy, you all need to get that book, when you pray and when you fast. I want you all to know that the spiritual benefits of fasting are so significant that you should just say to yourself today, I'm going to deem one day of the week, whatever day you choose, whereby I'm going to fast, and I'm going to open my mind up so that I can hear what thus say the Lord in the midst of this busyness of all of our schedules. I only have two more minutes, so let me run down through these 4 points right quick. The spiritual benefits of fasting. Number one, fasting can bring you closer to God. How many of you want to be closer to him? Oh, yes, I do. Fasting, number two, can make you more sensitive to God's voice. I've heard the question asked so many times in my counseling sessions, Chaplain, how can I hear and know the voice of God? The scripture says, my voice, my children hear, and no other voice will they follow after. But the only way you can hear and know his voice is to sit quietly with him, have a little talk with Jesus, and he'll make it all right. He'll make you aware of his voice. Number three, fasting helps break addictions. Whatever you are addicted to, oh, I hear it. I hear it down in my spirit right now. I'm a Christian. I'm not addicted to anybody, anything. I'm telling you that some of you are addicted to people. Some of you are addicted to food. Some of you are addicted to TV. Some of you are addicted to stuff that prevents you from hearing what thus says the Lord. I hear you also saying, I can multitask. I can do all of these things. No, you can't. When God calls us to a place of sacredness in this fast, it's nothing but you and God in that space, in that place. Oh, finally, and I got to bring it on home. I want you to know that number four, fasting shows us our weaknesses and allows us to rely on God's strength. Touch me, Lord. Turn the light from heaven on my soul. All of us are weak somewhere. And the old song says, if you find anything that shouldn't be, take it out and strengthen me. Why? I want to be right. I want to be saved. I want to be whole. How many of you want to be right? Hallelujah. When you do it right, God can bless it right. I want to live whole for the Lord. If we fast, we must remember Ephesians 6 and 12, which says, for our strength is not against, our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. As Christians, we must pray and fast. If you don't pray, you won't stay with Jesus. And if you don't fast, you won't last for Jesus. Let's commit to both disciplines and shine bright for Jesus. Back to you, Minister Rebecca.
Wow. Thank you so much, Dr. PK, for that profound word reminding us of the importance of prayer and fasting and the spiritual benefits of fasting. Shortly, I'll ask you to come back and close the call with a benediction after a few moments, a few announcements. And TMC family, let us pray and lift up all of our prayer requests to the throne room. Heavenly Father, we just love you and we just praise your holy name. God, you are so amazing. You are so good to us, Lord. And we just thank you for this beautiful day that you have made, and we are just so glad and we're rejoicing for it. Lord, we thank you for our TMC family, the Master's Call, Lord, and we thank you for our Dr. PK and our Dr. Vanessa, Lord. We thank you for blessing Dr. PK and Brother Lester Patton, Lord, into abundance and overflow, Lord, and all of the promises that you have in 1 Thessalonians 3:12, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for doing exceedingly above all that they can ask for or imagine, Lord, in their family and in their community, Lord, and overflowing to us, Lord. Thank you for our Dr. Vanessa, and thank you for our artist life family. Lord, thank you for giving them continuous wisdom and revelation, Lord, and the mind of Christ. Lord, we also just lift up any of our family members for going through any kind of sickness, Lord, or any kind of bereavement, Lord. And we trust you, Jesus, to come and just comfort them and give them whatever it is that they need, the peace that they need, the provision, whatever it is that they need uniquely, Lord. And we thank you for giving them your healing, Lord, because you said by your stripes, we are healed, Lord, and we hold on to that promise. Lord, we thank you for our TMC family. We thank you for doing something super special and supernatural for them, Lord, and natural for them, Lord, wherever they are, Lord. And we just thank you for that wonderful blessing that you gave us, Lord. And we just love you and we praise you, Lord, and we just agree that your kingdom come and your will is done here on this earth as you have it in heaven. In King Jesus' name we pray. Amen. To hear the playback of this powerful message, you can call our playback number at 712-432-1085. And the PIN number is 957-677-POUND. And our new morning motivational call is next. Again, that phone number is 712-770-4005. And the PIN number is 294-617-POUND. And again, it is Inspirational Monday on that call. And our very own Pastor Everett Thomas will be giving us a message. So tune in for that next. Thank you again, Minister Tiffany, for greeting everyone and opening the call with prayer. Dr. PK Patton, thank you once again for that powerful message this morning. Will you close us with the benediction?
Praise God. Thank you also for all that you do, Minister Rebecca. We absolutely love you. As we leave this call, Holy God, we ask that you encourage each of our hearts so that we will pray as never before, so that we can stay under your anointing forever. Fast so that we can last on this journey that sometimes gets so tough. Oh, Holy God, help us, your children, today is our prayer in Jesus' name. Go out and have a super fantastic day, my dear friends, my dear TMC family, and know that I love you. Bye-bye.